Hi, this is a dictation for Keith Dixon, KEITHDIXON. Keith Dixon, date of birth is 1/6/1982. Date of service 11/19/2025. Date of accident is 6/12/2025. The patient was involved in a hit and run accident as a pedestrian on 6/12/2025, leading to most of the symptoms that are alleged in this history. Patient started having headaches, especially the left side of the head, along with pain in the neck, mid back, lower back to the tune of 8 and 9, with radiation to the right leg laterally and anteriorly. Patient had a problem with walking, which was painful, and sitting, standing, sleeping, and ADLs were all affected. Various symptoms of TBI were reported, including dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, lack of focus, pain in the TMJ. And the patient has those symptoms continuing even now. The pain level is reported to be between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 9. And no relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs. System review. Additional issues and substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 126 over 87, pulse 89, pulse oxygen 100%. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of N15-2025, dictation number 1019-017. Patient will continue physical therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, with traction, massage, echotherapy. Home therapy has been discussed. Laser treatment, infrared treatment have been discussed. Patient continues to remain disabled for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. Is provided with naproxen 500 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Prilosec 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, lidocaine gel for apical pain relief. Norco 10 hours, 325 every 12 hours, 15 days are provided for 30 tablets for further pain relief. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. His labs are reviewed and new labs have been ordered. He's going to be scheduled for his injection treatment. 3 epidural injections have been done that have provided him significant relief. And his MRIs have been discussed. The plan is to continue 2 to 3 more injections to the lumbar epidural along with facet grant injections, as well as the SI joint injection to the right side. They'll be done as we are more progressing further. His MRIs were reviewed in detail with the patient. Patient is ambulatory and he'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you.